Steve Andres, Kevin Bowen, exploring some of the burning questions heading into Colts camp on July the 23rd. Running back's a big question. Trent Richardson, you have the safety spot. But also with Robert Mathis at linebacker, missing the first four games due to suspension, that competition, how do you see that breaking down? Some guys who are going to have a chance to get some more snaps.
And when the schedule came out and you saw Denver, Philly, week one and two, that definitely made it a higher importance if it could be. You lose 19.5 sacks, so you aren't going to sugarcoat anything. You need guys to step up. Bjorn Werner and Eric Walden took pretty much all the first team reps at outside linebacker during minicamp when Robert was kind of resting. Because again, you got to see what you have out there for that month of September. And Werner is a guy that he isn't shy about it. He admits that he played a little scared last year at times. He battled injuries, the foot injury, plagued him for a few games during the season, and he said on this Colts Up Close set a couple weeks ago that he wants to show people why he was taken 24th overall back in 2013 and why Ryan Grigson and Chuck Pagano think that he could be a guy down the road that could obviously fill in for Robert Mathis. On the other side, you got Walden. Before the Mathis suspension came out, Walden talked about he wanted to improve his pass rushing prowess. He was a guy that was brought in there, thought to kind of set the edge in that 3-4 scheme, provide some leverage on the outside from that outside backer spot. Now he wants to improve his footwork, get after the quarterback. And again, with Denver and Philly, those first two games, you've got to get pressure on the quarterback early and often.
A lot of tempo, a lot of pressure on that defense first couple of weeks right out of the gate. DeQuell Jackson was one of the big free agent signees at the linebacker position. What is he bringing to this team, both on the field and also maybe in a leadership spot?
Durability on the field. He's a guy that missed one snap out of 1,150 last year. And Jarrell Freeman, who the other inside linebacker is definitely going to be, had, in my opinion, a Pro Bowl-type year. He saw so many different faces next to him last year. You know, there was a handful of guys that played big roles with him. Now it's going to be Jackson. He's going to be that guy. Maybe Josh McNary kind of comes in on passing downs. But DeQuell Jackson is going to be that guy, and like you mentioned, he gives you something off the field, a vocal leader, a voice, a veteran that wants to experience the playoffs. Never did in Cleveland in his eight seasons. You lost Antoine Bethea, who was a veteran voice on the back end. DeQuell Jackson is going to be a big, big leader for this team, again, on the field from his durability and also off the field for this young Colts defense.
And in addition to Chuck Pagano, another former Brown on this team, like Trent Richardson, who has his old head coach, and Rob Chudzinski here for camp on July 23rd in Anderson.